Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Is this Alicia?
Yes, this is Alicia.
Okay. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Perfect. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with any cancers after using hair relaxer?
Yes, I was.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
Ovarian cancer.
Oh, and when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed on February 22nd, 2024.
And have you used hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. And do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name and the facility?
Yes.
Okay.
The diagnosis doctor name was Dr. Nicole Bravuso. The OBGYN, and the oncologist's doctor name was Dr. Sarah Kim.
Dr. Sarah Kim?
Yes.
Okay, so the one that diagnosed you was Dr. Nicole?
Yes.
Nicole. And was she at... I see an address of 800 Walnut Street in Philadelphia.
800 Spruce Street in Philadelphia.
Okay. You said 800 First Street?
Spruce Street. S-P-R-U-C-E. Spruce.
Okay. Right. And then did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Do you know on average how many times per year you were using hair relaxer before you were diagnosed?
About five or six times in a year.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is 1/28/1983.
Thank you. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know of anyone else who was also affected after using hair relaxer?
No, I don't.
Thanks. And then for Dr. Nicole, what was the facility name?
It was Pennsylvania Hospital.
Okay, thank you. And then what state did you use hair relaxer in?
Pennsylvania.
And when did you first start using hair relaxer?
I first started using it in 2008.
In 2008. And when did you stop?
February of 2024.
And how often were you applying it? Was it every week, every month, four times a year?
About five or six times in 1 year.
Okay. Right. And so You used it for 16 consecutive years. Does that sound accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And were you receiving the treatment in a salon, or was it at home, or both?
In the salon.
The salon. Do you remember the brand of hair relaxer that was being used?
Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal.
Lovely. And then did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer?
No.
No, it wasn't after?
You say my diagnosis?
Yes. Yeah, so were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer after you first started using hair relaxer? Yeah.
Yes, after.
Okay, so it's definitely a few years after you first started using it?
Yes.
And did you receive any treatment for your diagnosis?
Yes, I did.
What type of treatment was it?
I had chemotherapy, immunotherapy, I had a complete hysterectomy done, and I was on pain medicine.
Oh, gosh. And when was your treatment date?
My treatment date was in February of 2024, 4 to 5 days after I was diagnosed.
Okay. And then was your treating doctor the Dr. Sarah Kim?
Yes.
Sarah Kim. And it was the same facility, the Pennsylvania Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled A-L-I-S-H-A.
Correct.
Last name W-A-L-K-E-R.
Yes.
Okay, and what is your social?
My social security number is 167-641848.
Thank you. And then for your email, I have aliciawalker354@gmail.com.
Correct.
And then is this your main cell phone number, the 267-806-9113?
Yes, correct, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what is your current home address?
My current home address is 242 South 49th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 139.
Okay. Did you say apartment D as in dog or?
No, E as in Edward, E as in egg.
Okay, apartment E. So it was 242 South 49th Street, apartment E, and then the zip code was 19139?
Correct.
Thank you. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
Not at the moment. It's with my doctor.
Okay, you can confirm that it is at the hospital, though?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Can I give you my daughter's?
Yeah, I can do that.
Because I just lost my mom 2 years of cancer, too.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yes, I'm going through a lot right now.
Oh. Yeah, I could definitely put your daughter down. Does she live with you?
No.
Okay, then I just need her phone number and her first and last name.
Her first name is Anaya.
Anaya, that's A-N-I-Y-A?
A-H-N-I-Y-A-H.
Okay.
Her last name is Mines Walker.
Walker, and then just her phone number.
215-842-8020.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, I do. I use it with my children's school.
Okay, perfect. And I just went ahead and sent over the documents to you. You should receive it as a text link, and I sent it to your email, so whichever one you prefer to open up.
Maisin Afridi?
Yes. Okay, I just received that. And then I'm also going to send you another text for my direct line so you have my number in case you had any questions.
Okay.
And the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information, and they'll tell you the next steps, but I sent you their number as well in case you had any other questions for them.
Okay.
Okay. And that's about all I need from you. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
No, I didn't have any questions as of right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right. You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you.